So we all like to know the balance in our checking or our savings account, right? My guess is every so often you go online and you see what your balance looks like. Maybe if you've got a few extra bucks, you spend it on something nice for yourself. If you've got a little less than what you were hoping for, maybe you know it's time to cut back. Well, just like you, the state has a bank account, and given it's probably much larger with many more zeros than you have, but the idea is the same. Well, this morning in Lansing, the officials that keep an eye on the state's bank account met at what's officially called the Revenue Estimating Conference. And Rick Pluta was at the conference. Rick is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, over the past few days, we've been hearing the number $1 billion thrown around as a possible budget surplus. Was that confirmed today?
Well, no, and yes. The thing is that sort of that number got out there, and it was kind of breathlessly reported as you know what the surplus was. But the fact is that while it was there on paper, that everyone was very aware that there were spending pressures coming up in 2012 that weren't going to allow it to be that big. You know, just to name one, that the state lost a big case involving how far it could extend the state income tax to pensions. And so that ate into the surplus, just to name one thing. The magic number, though, is $457 million. And the state's budget director says that is going to be put into some things. Medicaid will probably see some of it. That's a big spending pressure for the state. Schools may see some more money as a result. He's not committing, but he's also saying that the state also has some long-term structural debt that it ought to pay down. And also, in part for the sake of improving its bond rating, the state should put more money into its savings account, its rainy day savings. And so that's where we're looking for that money to go.
Now, the conference also gives us a peek into what economists think, what they see for the future of Michigan's economy. What did we hear?
Well, 2011, even though our unemployment rate is big and bad, it's you know, in the 10% range, double digits, that doesn't count people who've quit looking. It doesn't count people who are only working part-time but wish they weren't. But nevertheless, that in terms of improvement, especially at the beginning of 2011, things were pretty good. Well, they slowed down towards the end of the year, and it looks like they're going to remain slowed down in 2012. So we're not going to see quite the pace of improvement that we saw this year. I think that we're looking at 64,000 jobs created in 2011, and it's going to be, I think, 27,000, something like that, in 2012. So a lot slower.
Okay. And the next date to watch, I guess, will be February 9th when Governor Snyder releases his budget plan. Do we have any idea, now that we have these numbers, what we're likely to hear from the governor?
That the governor will actually produce two budgets. One is for the fiscal year that will begin on October 1st, and another one will be his suggestions for what to do with that surplus in the current fiscal year, the one that actually began last fall, and what the governor is going to recommend doing with that $457 million extra dollars that we now have.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief at the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.